My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Lamar Smith, who represents his state's 21st congressional district. He's also the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and we want to get his insights on an issue that's engendering a lot of controversy right now, but not getting a tremendous amount of media coverage given the presidential campaign and some other major stories going on right now. And that's the issue of the Obama administration trying to change the rules on how illegal immigrants need to go back to their original countries and reapply for visas, changing the rules that currently exist. Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, good to be with you and your listeners as well.
Thank you, sir. The Obama administration, according to its vision of this, wants to more quickly reunite Americans with their illegal immigrant spouses and children. This is shortening the waiting period of which they would have to go back to their original country and get this visa. They could apply for it under this plan while they're still here before they go back and wait for it. A lot of different ways and reasons to discuss this, ranging from the role of the executive branch to do this unilaterally to whether or not this is a good idea. Let's start with the power of the executive branch here. We know that just a few months ago, the administration also changed the rules on who ought to be deported, for example. So what do you make of its approach and how legitimate it is?
This is part of a pattern we have seen by this administration to either not enforce immigration laws or to selectively enforce immigration laws or to bend long established rules. And this is just another example of that. We had the example that you mentioned, for instance, the backdoor amnesty, where they're now saying openly that we're not going to deport a lot of individuals who are in the country illegally unless they've been convicted of a serious crime. Never before have we given a free pass to individuals as a group, and that represents a step back as far as the rule of law and the integrity of our immigration system. Now we have a situation where they want to say that illegal immigrants who are in our country and who have traditionally had to go back home to apply for a waiver to be admitted are now going to be allowed to stay. And of course, they will come up with good family arguments to do that. But again, this ignores long established rules in the way they have been upheld. It allows illegal immigrants to continue to stay in our country where they can continue, if they are doing so, to get public benefits at the expense of taxpayers or continue working in jobs at the expense of American workers who are out of work. So this, again, as part of a pattern, I can add also to that pattern the fact that this administration is not enforcing the worksite rules as well. Worksite enforcement is down 70% in the last 3 years from the Bush administration. That means this administration is not going after employers and making sure that the 7 million illegal workers in the United States are encouraged to go back home, and we free up millions of jobs for the unemployed American citizens and legal immigrants who are in this country. So for whatever reason, the administration is trying to water down immigration rules and laws and trying to, by various ways, implement this backdoor amnesty, and I just don't think that's going to be appreciated by the American people.
Mr. Chairman, does the president and his administration have the power to do this, or is it your understanding that changes like this need to have congressional authorization?
I do think under the statutes, unfortunately, the way they are written, it gives him some latitude, although, as we've seen in other instances, he is doing things that are unprecedented. No other president has ever taken this kind of liberty to change the way that immigration rules have been applied or immigration laws have been enforced in the past. And you saw that, for example, this is off the subject of immigration, but with his so-called recess appointments that he's made last week, he may technically or may not technically have the authority to do that, but it's totally unprecedented. Every other president has respected, for instance, the Senate right to have hearings on and confirm appointees, and this is a president that apparently doesn't respect the Senate's right to do that. And in the case of immigration, every other president has followed long established rules and enforced immigration laws better than this president. So I can't give you a definitive answer whether he is able to do everything that he's doing, but he does have some degree of liberty within the laws and within the rules that he is using in a way that's never been used before.
We're speaking with House Judiciary Committee Chairman and Texas Congressman Lamar Smith. And Congressman, you mentioned before that the rules are in place for a reason. What do you believe is the main reason why the rules should not be changed regarding when and where and how long these visa applications ought to take?
Right. We, in our current law, and this was passed back in 1996, we had a penalty for immigrants who had been illegally present in the United States for long periods of time, and said, basically, if you've been violating our laws for many, many years, then you have to go back home for a certain period of time before you can apply to come to the country legally. And that was put in there as a disincentive for illegal immigrants to come into the country, because if you've got no penalty, you've got no sanction for your illegal acts, that's just going to send the message that why not try to come into the country illegally, and that is going to encourage and increase illegal immigration. So we have these penalties in the law for a reason, and that's to discourage illegal immigrants from coming into the country. Again, if we start waiving all those or making light of them or nothing of those rules, as the administration would like to do, we're removing the disincentive for individuals to come into the country illegally and giving them every incentive to why not try to come in illegally, why not cut in front of the line ahead of those who have been waiting patiently for sometimes many years, and why not violate the rule of law if we're not going to be penalized for doing so.
Mr. Chairman, as you mentioned before, the argument from this administration is going to hit a lot of people in the heartstrings. They see that they don't want to see families disrupted. They say it's going back to some of these Mexican cities, given the drug wars, could be extremely dangerous. And obviously, all of this happens just months before a national election. So what do you expect the Republican response to this be in any formal way? And how do you think that'll impact the elections?
Well, I think, again, the American people, I think, respect the right of our law enforcement officials to enforce the law. The rule of law is what holds this country together. It's the essence of democracy. And I think people understand, too, there's a difference between legal and illegal immigration. Legal immigrants play by the rules, wait their turn, come in when they're invited. Illegal immigrants get in front of the line, violate the laws, and oftentimes displace American workers or cost American taxpayers. So I think the American people understand that there's a reason we want to reduce illegal immigration. And I'd have to say, furthermore, that when it comes to our national sovereignty, when it comes to illegal immigration, I think it's a majority of every ethnic group, every racial group, every socioeconomic group wants to reduce illegal immigration and enforce our laws. If we start admitting everyone to this country or allowing individuals who get here illegally to stay, it is just going to be mass chaos. There are millions and millions, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of people around the world who would love to come to the United States either to better their economic condition or because they're worried about their home conditions. And we have a process for that. It's called the asylum process. Somebody can apply for asylum, and if they have a well-founded fear of persecution for some legitimate reason, we admit them to the United States. But you can't come to the United States just to improve your economic situation, or we'd have tens of millions of people coming in every year, and that's not necessarily good for Americans and our taxpayers who are already here. So we need to put the interest of America first. We already admit 1 million people every year. We're the most generous country in the world by far. In fact, those million people whom we admit every year legally equals, I believe, the number that every other country in the world combined admits as legal immigrants. So we have nothing to apologize for as far as our generosity towards immigrants, but we have every right to say we're going to treat legal immigrants and illegal immigrants differently.
Last question very quickly, sir. The president claims that this is part of a comprehensive immigration reform approach. One of the things he said on a trip to El Paso last year was that basically that everything folks have asked for when it comes to border security have been addressed. True or not true?
That is certainly not accurate. We've asked for a lot more and have been rebuffed. You also have the Government Accounting Office several months ago having conducted an independent, unbiased study of how secure the border was. And even though we have the President and the Secretary of Homeland Security saying the border is as secure as it's ever been, we have the Government Accounting Office correcting them, actually contradicting them, and saying that only 44% of the border, less than half the border, is actually under operational control of the Border Patrol. And so less than half of our border is secure. We have a long ways to go to secure that border.
Sir, we thank you very much for your time today, and we'll be back in touch with you as the story develops.
That'll be great. Thank you, Greg.
Texas Republican Congressman Lamar Smith represents his state's 21st congressional district. He is chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.